What do you call worms that people use for bait when they go fishing?
A jack worm.
Okay. What do you call an insect that sends off light off and on in the summertime? You see it at night, in the evening, it flashes.
I know what I call a lightning bug.
Okay, fine.
Come on, more then.
What do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and sort of filmy wings? Would you call that a mosquito hawk?
That's a mosquito hawk.
Okay.
It's got a long body and it's got long wings on it.
What do you call an insect that builds a nest out of mud and it looks kind of like a wasp?
A dead gobble.
What do you call nuts that get ripe under the ground?
You mean going to the ground?
Yeah, nuts. And they get ripe under there. You have to pull them up.
Tell my grandma?
No, I'm talking about nuts, and they grow under there.
You talking about my pendant?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
I got my dad now.
Well, now, are there any other kinds of things like pendants?
No. I don't know a whole lot of time. There's no going around like that.
Uh-huh.
I have all kinds of different stuff, you know.
Well, have you heard people call them goobas or ground peas?
You call them pendants, uh-huh. And some of them call them ground peas.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You've got all kinds of different ones.
Okay. If a boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too, you'd say that the boy, what? How would you express that?
You see the boy have a big leg?
He has a big nose.
A big nose?
And his father has a big nose too. So you'd say that the boy, what?
Well, he got a big nose.
Yeah. Or what would you say about the boy and his father? See, if the boy has a big nose and his father has a big nose too.
Both of them got big nose.
Yeah. So you'd say that the boy, what, his father? The boy, would you say he took after his father
his father.
Okay.
It's like your father doing him like that boy and do the same thing.
Okay.
You see? Because like mother, and I saw a girl going to take what the mother do, I shall sit and do the same thing mother do.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Well, now what about looking like somebody?
Well, if you do the work, you got fever. That's sure. You got fever.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
If you do the work.
Okay.
If you ain't done the work, you know he no fever at all. You know, somebody else got the fever.
What do you call a woman who helps at childbirth? Who helps when a baby's being born?
Oma.
Hmm.
You say Oma?
A woman who helps when a baby's being born.
Who are you going to have?
And the baby born?
Uh-huh.
Let me see.
Ain't it raining?
You're talking about woman and a boys.
Well, I'm talking about if a woman's going to have a baby, and you can call the doctor.
Oh.
Or else you can call a woman who'll come and deliver.
Nurse.
Yeah, well, who's somebody besides a nurse? It's a woman who goes around and delivers babies for people.
Well, you just do that, but don't do that no more.
Well, what do you call a woman?
A mid-lady.
Okay.
I give my wife several times.
Oh, really?
That's all my children went to.
Hi.
Mid-lady. Never went to hospital. My wife never went to hospital.
If a city person comes to the country, what might the country people call him behind his back?
Country people?
Uh-huh.
Well, she comes from Savannah.
Yeah. But what if a country if a city person comes out to the country and he's got sort of highfalutin ways and he, you know, he dresses real fine and all that, what would the country people say about him?
What's about him?
Yeah.
How you talking like dress?
Well, I mean, would they call him a city slicker or a city
slicker? Oh, he's a city knocker.